Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey, everyone. Today I'm joined with Ziggy Astrology. She is amazing. I found her on TikTok. Y'all know me. And guys, I cannot wait to introduce you to her. Welcome to the show, Ziggy.
Hello, Leslie.
I love your energy, girl. I got a hold of you. Guys, she's a no-holds-barred anything when it comes to astrology. Let me tell you, she will tell you like it is, whether you want to hear it or not. So, Ziggy, I know you have this amazing background, but what specifically got you into astrology?
My mentor got me very into astrology when I was 11 years old. I have been obsessed ever since. He used to come over every Friday night to my mom's dinner parties, but I never got to meet him because he would always come late. So like when I turned 11 and my mom told me, okay, you don't have to go to bed at 8 anymore. You can go to bed at 9. I had a strict mom. Yeah. And I finally was on my Game Boy. It was 8:30. My mom was in the kitchen. All her friends are yapping away. And all of a sudden this dude comes in. He takes off his shoes. He has this long beard. He's wearing crystals all over his wrists. And he has these weird shoes on that he took off, and he's like staring at them. And then he looks up and he's like, who's ready to get it popping? Like, let's do this. And I'm like, who is this? Right. I'm like on my Game Boy. I'm like, who is this? So basically what happens is he comes to the table and he opens up like this like notebook, and he's like, yeah, so we're going to read Angela's chart now. Cause last week we did Ina. Last week we did your mom. Yeah. So he's reading these planets, like he has everything written down on his notebook, and I'm like, what are you doing right now? So he does his thing, and at the end of it, I was like, hey, like I was just wondering what this is. I was very confused the entire time because I was like on my Game Boy and I was like half listening to the conversation at the kitchen table, half sitting on my Game Boy playing my games with like earphones on, whatever was going on back then in the early 2000s. Yeah. And he was like, well, let me introduce you to astrology. And it was just, you know, history ever since, like very obsessed with it. He taught me everything I know. I can literally create a birth chart with an ephemeris and a pen and a piece of paper.
Girl, I couldn't believe it. I watched your videos on TikTok and you're like telling people, you know what? Don't give me your information unless you want to know the truth. And I'm like, what is this? You get into it. I mean, I gave you my information and you're like, do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this? And I'm like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Oh my God. Yes, I do. I was like, what?
Well, yeah, I definitely keep it real. I don't believe in telling someone a pretty little lie just to make them happy because, yeah, it's euphoric. It's like, oh my God, an astrologer, this omnipotent force who sees the future is telling me that I'm going to get married next year to the love of my life, who is my person of interest, who I've been limerent over for 5 years, who wants nothing to do with me. You know, like they're going to notice that, you know, this person still wants nothing to do with me. What's the point of lying to them about it, you know?
Right.
So I'm just very against it. It's just very bad for people's mental health. It causes spiritual psychosis. It actually happened to me in 2020. So it's definitely not ideal.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those things where you can tell them what they need to hear, maybe, and, you know, tell them a little bit more about themselves and what would be helpful, because you're also a nurse. So you can kind of predict, like you were telling me, I could in the future have some arthritis kind of issues and what to take and what would be best for my body type, because you can kind of do that through the astrology. How does that work?
Well, medical astrology is very multifaceted. It's very complicated. Yeah. So basically, you cannot use the Kosh. You can't use positives, you have to use whole signs. Okay. And you have to really, really pay attention to the eighth house, the placements in the eighth house. If you don't have any placements in your eighth house, which you don't, you have to look at the placements that square into the eighth house. And you look at the degrees, you look at the ascendant degree. All the degrees are extremely important. I find a lot of astrologers skip over them, especially the pop astrologers on TikTok who are like, yeah, your Jupiter is in the second house, so you're going to marry a rich guy. Like, it doesn't work like that. Like, it's literally the biggest load of beep that you'll ever hear, ever. Right. And that's how they kind of reel you in, you know? They're reeling you in with some like pretty little lies, and then you order a report for them or you get on Zoom with them. And I find a lot of my clients come to me, they're like, well, you know, I got on Zoom with this astrologer who told me I was going to marry a rich guy in her TikTok video. But when we got on Zoom, she had no idea what she was talking about. Like, everything she was asking me, she was like, oh, like, so your dad's no longer with us? And my dad's sitting right next to me. Like, she just didn't know what the hell she was talking about. And wow. I just, you know, they don't make sense. They don't know what they're doing. They're all in it for the money grab. And this all started in 2020 when everybody was sitting at home because of C-19. It's just, it's become an atrocity. And it's very sad what's happening, honestly.
Well, you know, and I have to agree with you because I have seen some astrologers online, not even just on TikTok, just others. And I'm like, how are you getting away with this? Because what's confusing to me, and you can explain this, how is it predictive? I don't understand how you can know so much about someone. That tells you how much I don't know about astrology. What is it? How does it do that?
The degrees. Like we were talking about earlier, you know, I have a Cancer rising at 18 degrees. 18 degrees is a very diabolical degree. Why is it a diabolical degree? Because just one example out of many, we have Robert Oppenheimer with the scorpionic 18 degree ascendant, who's the inventor of the atomic bomb. And we have a lot of other people who have 18 degree ascendants in any sign. And they all have to do with war, attacking, killing people, decapitating people. Like it's a very, very hardcore degree. So yeah. That's how, you know, you look at that degree and you're like, okay, maybe this person has an air of evil to them. And, you know, yeah, it's true because, you know, I could be very vengeful. I have a 1 degree Scorpio moon. Some people would say I have a very, you know, baby Scorpio moon, but that Scorpio moon is so fresh. It's very early in the degree. So it is performing in its freshest and babiest way. Like it's just full on scorpionic, like hardcore vengeful. I don't want to curse on here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's bad. And my moon squares everything in my chart. I have a 7th house stellium and it squares the entire stellium and it's a disaster. So I've had to do a lot of work on that. I am most certainly very diabolical. I got suspended from elementary school like 6 times for getting into fights. I used to beat people up.
Oh my girl, remind me not to piss you off, okay?
Yeah, you know what I do with hate comments? Because I'm also a musician. Yeah. I literally will take the comment that someone made and I will turn it into a song and I will play the song in response to the hate comment. Like I'm literally that petty. I will take like 4 days to produce a song. I have an electric violin to my left and a whole keyboard. So I literally don't mind just to piss someone off. I don't care.
I know. Well, that's the thing. You don't care. So you tell it like it is. And you know what? That's refreshing because a lot of it's just pomp and circumstance with some of these people. And it's all performative. It's all show. And I like that you just get down to the nitty gritty. And that's why people really resonate with you. So you also, guys, before we started recording, I didn't know this about Ziggy. She had a near-death experience. So tell me a little bit about what happened with you.
Sure. Okay. So this was, I believe, in 2017. Mm-hmm. I was pulling out of college the driveway. I turned right. And I was approaching a stop sign. I was listening to music normally, just going home, like thinking about how I have to study for my nursing exam. That was literally the next day that I had to miss. So I slow down, I get ready to stop. And then all of a sudden, this little freaking freshman hits my car so hard, my head goes flying into the steering wheel and I blacked out. Then like some crazy stuff happened in between, but basically, I woke up and the nurse was like, oh, you had a concussion, you're fine. But what happened in between was, it was confusing because it was like, it's like I was there, but I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I was around this like random group of people that I've never seen before. Ooh. It was very light. There were a lot of like dandelions everywhere. So just dandelions. And this woman who I don't even recognize, she wasn't moving her mouth. She was like, oh, it's not your time yet. But like, it was so traumatizing. I kind of like blacked out. But I just remember feeling, not hearing, like, it's not your time yet. And you need to go back. But I remember feeling utmost euphoria. And there were a lot of people looking at me and smiling, like these beings. I don't even know if they were people or what they were.
Yeah.
But they were all smiling. They made me feel so comfortable. They were like, you have to go. And I'm like, wait, but I don't want to go. I like it here. Yeah. I don't know where I am, but I want to stay. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I just came back and then I woke up. It was the weirdest thing ever. It was very short, but it was a very interesting experience. And then I started getting really into Michael Newton. Yes. And I was hearing all of these stories that were very similar to mine, because I just gave you a very succinct breakdown of what happened. Getting into the details, it's I would have to really think about it, but yeah. I have a journal entry somewhere. I would have to find it. But
well, it's amazing what you saw because, you know, time is not the same there as it is here. So the fact that you felt like it was a short amount of time could have been an hour, you know.
It felt like 2 minutes, but apparently I had been out for like over 2 hours.
Oh, see, there you go. And what's so crazy is, you know, you didn't care. You didn't want to come back. And every single near-death experiencer I talked to, they didn't want to come back. There's one that said, I do want to come back. And that was the only one I've ever had. And I just had him on. But girl, I'm telling you, a lot of people say this, and I'll tell this again to you. You've never heard this story. One of my near-death experiencers said, and I've said this so many times, she said, this is how you feel. She goes, let's just say you're gardening and you're really hot and sweaty and you go inside to take a shower and you take those hot, sweaty clothes off. They're all sticking down. They're on the floor. And you go take a beautiful hot shower and you come out. The last thing you want to do is put those clothes on. That's how you feel about your body.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't care if you just had a baby. I don't care if you just got married. You don't want to come back. Most of the time they come back with, if they didn't have abilities before, they come back with additional abilities. Did you find that you had those too?
They definitely had something because it's not like they had any like clairvoyance or clairaudience. Yeah. I just started seeing things. Mm. Like I would see them so frequently. Like, for example, I was talking to you earlier about how, you know, when I would miss my grandma, she used to always buy me Chips Ahoy cookies and ginger ale because that's my favorite snack. It still is my favorite snack. Oh. So every time I would see like something that would remind me of her, I would say something out loud, like if I was alone, right? So I don't come off as a creep talking to myself in front of a bunch of people, right? And I would just be like, oh, hi, grandma. I miss you so much. And I would just eat like a cookie and I would just think about her. And then like 2 seconds later, I'm on my phone and all of a sudden I see bunny rabbits coming up. She literally had like 4 rabbits, aww, you know, yeah, that she was always taking care of. And she was breeding them and they were having babies. And she just had so many rabbits. They were her favorite animal.
Aww. Well, you know, this is why I do the podcast though, Ziggy, because I try to spread awareness that you don't have to be afraid to die. Because now you've kind of seen, you've had a good little taste of what it feels like, yeah, what you've seen, how you felt, and you don't have to be afraid. And you were just telling me earlier, people are celebrating when you're on the cusp of dying, right?
They're literally at their funeral laughing at you while you're crying. They're probably like looking at you like, hey, just pucker up, I'm fine. They're dancing at their funeral, watching you, like literally laughing at everyone crying because they're chilling. They're like, oh, I can't wait for you to come join me here. Just enjoy the rest of your time there. Well, technically Earth is like hell when you think about it. If you've ever, right, you know, we were talking about this earlier, Dolores Cannon.
Yeah.
How she talks about there's a waiting list for Earth and there are so many other places that souls can go, whatever. Yeah. And Earth is the hardest one and there's a really long waiting list. So like you learn your thing, you fulfill your soul contract, and then you come back. And if you messed up, then you start to draft a new little soul contract for yourself. And then you come back and you lose all your memory and you start over. And you just keep doing that over and over until you become an elder and you start, you know, becoming a greeter like your mother.
Yeah, it's so true because that's exactly how it works. Because I'm telling you, when people come back from the other side, they're like, that place was more real than here. Like it was more real there than it is here.
It was just, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just a different feeling. Like you're just in a different dimension. You know how the law of conservation of energy, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Right. You're just your soul. Your soul is energy that will live on forever. And it's just experiencing a different dimension. You know, there's what apparently there's 12 dimensions. Other people theorize there are infinite dimensions. You just go to a different dimension. Goodness knows I was on the 69th dimension because I love that number. And I was hanging it out and didn't want to leave.
Yeah, you know, that's so true because I do think that everyone goes back, not just the good, not just the medium good. Bad people go back too. They may not be on the same frequency as somebody that didn't do as many bad things, but we all go back because this is just a place where we evolve our souls. We go back and we say, hey, because I think we've all been bad. I think we've all been good. I think we've all been men and women and children and rocks and air and trees and everything.
You know, I heard that. Apparently, you could literally be Hitler. You could go back and they'll greet you like they love you so much. Mm. And they'll just say, hey, you didn't do too well. But let's just give you some time to rest up here. You can go relax. And then in a couple centuries or whatever the time is up there,
right,
we'll draft a new little soul contract for you and you'll go repeat your mistakes that you were supposed to fix back when you were on Earth. And you just try again. Like, right, apparently it's all love up there. Like the only frequency they're vibrating out up there is love. It's the highest frequency vibration. information.
Well, somebody explained it to me. You're exactly right. Someone explained it to me like this. They said, you know, when you're watching a play and there's this amazing guy and girl in it or whatever, and then there's really bad people in the play, right? And the end of the play's there and they're all standing there getting applause, right? Well, you don't not applaud for the bad person, though. You know, everybody gets an applause. Everybody is accepted. Yeah. Everyone, because here's the deal. You know, I think we plan a lot of our lives, maybe not every aspect, but I do think, you know, I do think people derail, and that could have happened to him. But the thing is, he was the catalyst, and a lot of things going on in this world are the catalyst for good change. And that's,
yeah, exactly. 9/11 was a catalyst for wonderful change because our security became very, very strict. And, you know, now it's nearly impossible to misbehave yourself on an airplane. They don't mess around with that.
No, they don't. And, but that's a safety thing too, but it had to happen. And I hate that it had to happen and people had to die.
My close friend, her father was a firefighter who passed from that. And, you know, it's horrid. It's horrid what happened. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're all up there. They're chilling. They're literally chilling. Like, they're happy.
Well, because they're thinking, you know, to me, that's our natural state. You know, I'm energy. We're home there. And I'm just inhabiting a meat suit right now until it gives out on me, hopefully when I'm way older. And you know, I go back and, you know, I get to see everybody and then we're all celebrating and then I can decide to come back. And honestly, I love life so much. I absolutely would love to come back. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, same. I love life too. I mean, there were moments for sure where I was like, not doing so well mentally, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm at a point in my life where, you know, there's no jealousy, there's no angst, there's just, you know, this is my life, this is what was chosen for me, I've accepted it, and I'm gonna do the most I possibly can with the cards that I was dealt, because all you can do is react to the circumstances you're in the best way that you can to deviate your path in the most positive way. That's it.
You're right. And you know, it's funny you say that, because once you guys let go of, oh, well, I have to do this, or I have to do that, and I have to be this and I have to be that. No, just be happy. And if you can do that and still make money, then hey, gravy, baby, gravy.
Oh yeah, it's giving 12 house north node. The 12 house north noders, if you know what that is, that's exactly the whole theme of life. I feel a 12 house north node is possibly the most profound placement in my opinion, because they're either baby souls or very evolved souls, I find, and the whole theme behind their life is just learning how to let go and just go with the flow. And that's just what we all need to be doing. Go with the flow, do what makes you happy. You don't need to make millions of dollars. You don't need to get married if it's not working out for you. You don't need to have children if that's not working out for you. You don't have to do anything. Just live your life, enjoy, do what you need to do to fulfill yourself, and that's it. Like, you should not be, you know, trying to fulfill societal expectations. You shouldn't be doing things because all your friends are doing them. You need to be doing things because they make you feel happy, and that's it. No excuses, no ifs, ands, or buts, period.
See, no, guys, see that? That's why I have her on, okay? She will do this with your chart with you and tell you, you know, like I said, if it's a medical, now do you do regular astrology or do you do medical?
Everything.
Oh, you do everything.
I do everything. Girl, I read for billionaires. I tell them when to sign contracts. I tell them when to do certain things. Oh, there's people who have my phone number who are allowed to call me at 4 o'clock in the morning and tell me that they need me and I have to get out of bed.
Oh my God.
I have to open up the chart and I have to tell them what to do.
Wow. And you know them inside and out, so you don't have to look at all the things. You just know without even...
I mean, I do have to open up the progressions and the transits and the solar arc directions. I got to take a look at everything. I look at the Arabic lots. I take a look at the degrees, and I tell them whether or not what they're asking me is a good move or not, and I tell them how to move themselves and how to, you know, maximize the energies, because at the end of the day, astrology is just potentials, and I tell people or teach them how to maximize those potentials. That's why I don't believe in fatalistic astrology. I believe in the power of free will. It doesn't make sense quantum physics wise for there not to be free will because of entropy. That's a whole other conversation, but yeah, there's a lot to it. And, you know, you open the chart, get your butt out of bed, and do your job that you were paid to do, and that's it.
Right. Well, when you talked about free will, that leads me to something else. You know how, like, we've got this chart, and it's kind of set, right? I mean, it's just set. But can that deviate? Meaning, are you able to change certain things with intention and the free will? Does that make sense?
Yes, I actually have my own astrologer, and I was talking with him about this.
Okay.
He told me, like, I was telling him everything that was going on in my life, because, you know, I never made money that well. Like, I always relied on my mom to help me out. I was working 4 jobs in New York City trying to make ends meet just last year. before I got on TikTok, I was struggling to keep my lights on. But essentially what ended up happening was I just got on TikTok and all of a sudden my finances improved. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep doing things that I feel called to do. And all of a sudden, like, I'm following my intuition. I stopped taking people's advice and sugar honey iced tea stops hitting the fan and I'm making more money and I'm happier now, right? Yeah. So that leads me to my point of, you know, this astrologer, he was like, you maximize your chart to such a potential where he's like, I would have never, ever thought that someone with a setup like this could make that happen. Because the amount of money that I was seeing that, you know, I shared with him, he was like, this is absolutely insane. Like, good for you. Wow. So it just goes to show that you can manipulate your placements. You can manipulate everything, absolutely everything. You just have to maximize on, you know, certain transits. Like when I established my business, you know, I contacted my mom's CPA, who's very old school and doesn't believe in astrology, you know, but I read his chart for him real quick. All I did was open his chart and I told him that he had fibromyalgia and he was like, how did you know that? And I'm like, well, I'm looking at your chart. And he was like, okay, I believe you. What do you need from me? I'm like, I need you to establish my company at this time, at this second, because I need to make sure that my sun and my moon are conjunct. Do you understand? Right? He was like, yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, past presidents have, you know, I think Reagan had, or Nancy Reagan had an astrologer, I think. I don't know if the Obamas did, but I do know that even past presidents have had astrologers. So that's amazing. This is amazing. Yeah.
They all have astrologers. Wow. All of them. That's why it is so narrow-minded, short-sighted of an individual to not believe that astrology is real. Just think about this. Think about this. Let me lay it out for you. Okay. So we have the moon, 100,000 miles away, 200,000 miles away, whatever. And just this big rock that is nowhere near the size of Earth is controlling the tides.
The tides of the ocean. Yes.
Millions of gallons of water are moving up and down every day because of a rock in the sky. And we are mostly made of water. So what in the world do you think that moon is doing to us?
Right.
Think about it. And that's just the moon. We haven't considered Jupiter, which is huge.
Yeah.
How is Jupiter affecting us? How is Uranus affecting us? How is Hades affecting us? Oh, and Pluto. Don't get me started on Pluto. Pluto is small but mighty because it's the gravitational field. It's a bulldozer. I know. I can't with Pluto. Pluto's been on my sun for a while now. It's been crazy. It's been the best thing that ever happened to me. So Pluto's not all bad. But yeah, the gravitational field around a planet.
Yeah.
Has some sort of impact on us. It's like the energy and, you know, the law of conservation of energy, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. So how does it impact us? All of those archetypical energies have been fully fleshed out thanks to the Sumerians or whoever came in here, the ancient Egyptians, however they created astrology. It's a very crazy conversation. There's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of theories. Nobody knows exactly how it happened or how it was created, but whoever did it, thank you, because it's the most useful tool that has helped me to maximize my life to such an extent that, you know, I can't even believe that I'm sitting here right now, you know, relaxing, that, you know, I can pay my rent. I have wonderful friends. Yeah. You know, I know when to keep my mouth shut on days where I have, you know, bad aspects to Mercury, whatever. I'm not going to get into the astrology of that. It's just complicated. But, you know, like ultimately, like you follow the transits, follow the progressions, let the astrology not tell you what to do, but just guide you a little bit. And you'll notice how everything in your life changes for the better. Everything. And there's no coincidence. None. Zero.
Well, you talk about, you know, I don't know who invented this, but listen, we don't even know how they built the pyramids. And you got to know there's some alien action going on there. So maybe the aliens came and said, listen, you need to pay attention.
Apparently it was ancient Egyptians, ancient Greeks, but who really knows? I've read about it so much at this point, I've confused myself. Like, you know how you take a math class and they teach you how to do long division?
Yeah.
And then you go to another teacher and the other teacher does it a different way. And then the third teacher does it a different way. And then you're like, wait, so how am I doing long division? Now I'm confused. Now you're blending all of these different methods that you've learned together and you don't even know what's true anymore or how to solve it. Right. That's kind of what it feels like.
It does. But, you know, I love that, you know, the degree thing is mostly how you can predict things, which I never even knew that. So that's how much I don't know.
Yeah. And that's how you know that these astrologers on TikTok are full of crap, because they're like, let's talk about what this means here. If you have this, then that means that. No, A does not equal B. You have to look at the degrees. So that's why when people comment on my videos, they're like, can you talk about my Aries stellium? No, I cannot talk about your Aries stellium because I don't know which house Aries is in for you. I don't know if it's intercepted. Like for me, it's intercepted. Yeah. Like Aries isn't even assigned a house in my Placidus chart. So how can I talk about it? Also, I don't know which planets are a part of it, which degrees, which aspects are being made to which planets and which houses and which signs. It is just silly. I'm a really huge cursor. I'm trying not to curse, but it is just stupid. It is stupid. If you have an Aries stellium, this karmically means, no, it doesn't mean anything. Stop talking. You're going to tell someone something that they're not supposed to hear, and you're going to negatively alter the path of their life. Because you don't know how seriously someone takes information. You have to be so careful.
Yeah, I know. And she's got my chart looking at it right now. So I'm sure she's looking at all the degrees on me.
Oh, yeah. Love that raw 0 degree Lilith in Capricorn. Rare.
What does that mean?
It's just, so basically Lilith, it's the farthest point of the moon's orbit around Earth.
Okay.
And Lilith is basically the dark feminine, the shadow feminine that was always told, no, you can't do it like this. You can't do it like that. So like wherever Lilith is placed in your chart, it kind of defines like where you're supposed to kind of break the societal structures. Like, nice. For example, like I have it in my fourth house. I was always told, get married, have kids, like do it the right way.
Sure.
You know, make sure you have a traditional wedding and make sure you don't eat pork. Like, no, I don't know about kids. I don't know about marriage, maybe a domestic partnership in the very, very distant future. Maybe. But like, I'm good with my cats. I'm good with my astrology. And I don't plan to do that. Like, I love has been nothing but misery for me. And with a retrograde Venus, which we both have, and it's conjunct both of our descendants, you know, it's like constant lessons. I just, at this point, you know, I have a 29 degree Pisces in midheaven, and I have a 29 degree Neptune. Sorry to go off topic. No, my Neptune's in Capricorn. They sextile each other. It's just, you know, that itself tells me, focus on your freaking career and stop worrying about love. Because if you focus on your retrograde Venus, all you're going to get is lessons, lessons, lessons. Unless you want this life to be about taking over those lessons and clearing them out so you can get married in the next life, don't worry about it, right?
Exactly.
Right now, I'm not too worried about that. I want to make money. I want to enjoy my life. I want to give back to the people who were good to me when I had nothing. And that's just what I'm doing right now. I don't really care. I mean, you know, sometimes it's nice to have a companion, sure, but like, I'm just really not looking for that right now. I don't even know if I ever will be at this point.
You know, and we both have some similar things. And like, all through my 20s, I dated a jerk. I dated a cheater. There went my 20s, you know? But listen, I thank every one of them because I would not have recognized the amazing man I've been married to for 28 years, girl.
Yeah, seriously. That's wonderful. I'm very happy for you. I'm very happy that, you know, a person that loves you for who you are, who maybe doesn't agree with everything that you believe in, still, you know, he doesn't care. He just wants you to be happy, do whatever makes you happy. And he's, you know, doing his thing, you're doing yours, and you guys are coming together at the end of the day and just making love. And that's it. And that's how it should be. If I find that for myself, oh my God, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
But I just don't see how that's possible for me. I don't. Well, I really don't.
It, maybe not now, but you know, maybe in the future, you're still pretty young. You know.
Matured, because I definitely have some Scorpio moon issues to heal. I'm too vengeful. I need to work on my maturity and the way that I articulate myself. Because if you've made it this far, thank you. Because I know that I don't explain things that well. I'm sorry.
No, actually, you do. You actually do explain pretty well. Yeah, you do.
I have to focus on that.
Yeah, well, my mother was a Virgo, which I know that doesn't tell you much. And she loved things meticulous.
She loves me a lot. She likes things detailed. She likes things the way that she likes them. That's it. And nobody can tell her otherwise.
Right?
You have to do it Leslie's mom's way or no way. That's Virgo energy.
That's so true, man. And if you make her look bad, okay, all hell's going to break loose, okay? If you prove her wrong, no.
But no, I love your energy. You make me laugh. I'm telling you, when I watch your videos, holy crap, girl. I mean, I watch them twice and I don't even know who you're talking about because they're so funny. And you do explain well. You really do. I think you underestimate yourself, I think, a lot. And I don't think you deserve that. I think you should pat yourself on the back. Yeah, you got my attention. Not that I'm some big person, but I mean, you got my attention and you're now on the podcast. And
you are a big person. Don't say that about yourself. You're a great person.
Well, thank you. But meaning, I've got a top 1% globally podcast, so you're going to be getting some phone calls.
I'm so nervous. Oh my gosh. Like, who's going to be listening to me? Because, you know, I don't have this big ego. Like, I have self-awareness. Like, I'm a 5 out of 10, 4 out of 10, 5 out of 10 on a good day. Like, I'm just a normal person just an astrologer who fails to make my bed almost every day, who, you know, has a really bad nicotine habit and loves to read astrology charts. And sometimes I have neighbors knocking on my door asking me to give them a freaking hangover infusion. So I'll literally be on Zoom having a chat, and I'll put some headphones on my client, and they're just getting an infusion playing on the PS5 or watching a movie so they can't hear what I'm saying. So I have someone getting an IV in my living room, and then I'm on Zoom with the client. It's just that's my life. Okay. Very, very just casual. And entrepreneurial life.
God. It sounds like you're a little bit of a multitasker, like I am.
Yeah, the ADHD. very, very bad.
I don't know how much ADHD you can have when you could do that many things at one time. Let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be real, for sure.
Yeah. So if people want to book with you, tell everybody where they can find you on social media. If you have a website, tell everybody everything.
Well, first of all, before you book with me, please watch my videos. I don't want you booking with me just because, you know, Leslie likes me. I want you to book with me because you like me. Yeah. Because I have a very interesting, unusual approach to astrology.
I love it.
So please watch my videos on TikTok first. Yes, you're going to have to download TikTok if you don't use it, just for a second,
or
right?
Then Instagram.
You can delete it. Ziggy Astrology. Yeah. You can find me at Ziggy Astrology. Watch my videos. I'm a cursor. I tell it like it is. I can be pretty negative sometimes. Sometimes I can be very positive. It depends what I'm looking at. Sometimes I'm in a bad mood and I like to rant. So if you resonate with me, book with me. You can click the link in my bio. It's ziggyastrology.com. You can type it in yourself, but it's easy. And then, you know, you just order anything that you want from the website. Right now, I am focusing on just typing out reports for people. I am fully booked for the next 6 months.
Oh, my
so
gosh,
I can't really
girl.
Take anyone
wow.
right now.
Yeah. Well, I believe it. And guys, she's also on Instagram. So there's other people that listen to this podcast that are not in the United States. But in the United States, if you can't download TikTok, you can go to her Instagram, correct?
Yeah, you can go to my Instagram. It's just that I don't have all of the videos that I have on TikTok right. there, because Instagram is so judgy. But yeah, you can definitely gauge my energy through my Instagram, just not to the extent that you would if you had me on TikTok.
Right. Oh yeah. Guys, they're great, man. That's why I'm talking to her right now. And you guys, it's like 8:38 in the morning. We are having a blast.
39 here.
Yeah. We've had so much fun. But girl, I know people are going to say, please have her back. She's amazing. So now I have your phone number. So, oh well.
Yeah. Listen, just don't dox me and we're good.
Right?
That's all.
Exactly. No, I won't do that. I promise. But no, thank you so much for being on the podcast. You've been so fun.
Thank you, Leslie. It's been an absolute pleasure. My Gemini sun, 13 degrees.
Well, I love providing because I want to know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist, and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.